The first wave of PPP loans last year began in April as part of the CARES Act and ran for about 5 months, handing out 5.2 million loans worth $525 billion. Many businesses were still left struggling, leading to a renewal of the program this past December and another wave of PPP that began January 11th of this year and will run through the end of March. Atlantic Regional Communications Director Matt Coleman of the U.S. Small Business Administration explains what this upcoming two-week window intends to do.
This will give lenders and community partners more time to work with the smallest of small businesses for them to submit their application to the SBA, while also ensuring that larger PPP eligible businesses will still have plenty of time to apply for and receive economic aid from the program before it expires on the congressionally set deadline of March 31st.
The SBA is getting over $284 billion in funding for first and second time PPP loan borrowers, with some of that money set aside specifically for businesses in low-income communities, minority communities, and cultural institutions like music venues and movie theaters. Coleman says the SBA has tools to help business owners who have questions about receiving aid.
So the SBA has two tools for those who may not have an established relationship with a PPP lender. A PPP lender mapping tool where you can enter your zip code and find lenders near you that are participating.
For more information, you can visit sba.gov. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.